The Environmental Protection Agency has made some water quality decisions that have angered environmental activists. The agency also has been accused of making a last-minute change in a drinking water agreement reached after 10 years of negotiations with water companies and environmentalists. NPR's John Nielsen reports.
In 1993, the EPA asked business and civic leaders to sit down with environmentalists and figure out a way to minimize the side effects of a public health breakthrough. The breakthrough came 100 years ago when towns and cities started adding chlorine to their drinking water supplies. The chlorine wiped out bacteria that caused horrible diseases like cholera, but it also created what Eric Olson of the Natural Resources Defense Council, an environmental group, calls chlorination byproducts.
These are chemicals that are created in tap water when the naturally occurring organic matter, like broken down leaves, are in the water and the water is chlorinated.
The chemicals you get when the chlorine reacts with organic material are far less dangerous than diseases like cholera, but they have been linked to cancer, kidney and liver damage, and miscarriages. Olson says he was thrilled when the cooperative rulemaking effort produced a plan to reduce the byproducts and keep the chlorine. In his view, the heart of this plan was a decision to set a national action level for this kind of pollution.
Numeric levels that if you exceeded them, you would have to do something about it. What EPA has done is they've deleted those numbers and left it all up to the states to decide what level, if any, would trigger any action by the water utilities.
Olson says this change was one of several bad decisions issued by the Environmental Protection Agency. Others included a decision not to set national drinking water action levels for a gasoline additive known as MTBE, a pesticide known as dieldrin, and several other toxic pollutants.
Including, very significantly, perchlorate, which is in over 20 million people's drinking water.
Perchlorate is the main ingredient in solid rocket fuel. And it's been linked, at least tentatively, to various developmental problems in small children. Concern over this kind of pollution has risen sharply in recent years, as drinking water supplies near hundreds of military bases have tested positive for perchlorate. Recently, the Department of Defense stopped allowing perchlorate testing at thousands of other military bases, arguing that there was no hard evidence of risk. Olson accuses the EPA of buying into that argument by announcing that it won't be setting national drinking water standards for perchlorate anytime soon. But people at the EPA Water Office say they are amazed by the environmentalist reaction to this round of rulemakings. Ephraim King of the EPA's Water Office says his agency is not running away from anything. It's possible that a perchlorate regulation could come in a year, he said.
We share the concern that members of the public have that it may well have a number of subchronic health effects, reproductive and developmental. And what we're doing is completing a risk assessment, working through the National Academy of Sciences to get their input. And we're, as we speak, finishing up a national survey to figure out just exactly where perchlorate happens around the country.
King says a scientifically unsupportable rule would be shredded in court. Better to wait for the National Academy of Sciences to make some recommendations. He also says the Natural Resources Defense Council was wrong to suggest that setting a national action level was the key to controlling this kind of pollution. He says careful local monitoring is much more important.
We think the rule actually makes some pretty concrete and significant advances at reducing exposure to disinfection byproducts. We think that's good news.
The plan to limit the side effects of chlorine in drinking water is a proposed rulemaking. Public hearings are expected to begin in the fall. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.